The Bhagavatam, chapter 9, chapter 10, text number 15. And it's one of the lead up classes to Ramnavami, which is the topic this year is leadership qualities of Lord Ram. So I chose a verse that's appropriate to that topic. Translation of Purpa, I'm doing this year, Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, being pleased by the full surrender and submission of Lord Bharat, Lord Ram had accepted the throne of the state. He cared for the citizens exactly like a father, and the citizens, being fully engaged in their occupational duties of Vara and Ashram, accepted him as their father. Purport. People are very fond of the pattern of Ram Raj, as soon as the word pattern of Ram Raj. And even today, politicians sometimes form a party called Ram Raj. But unfortunately, they have no allegiance to Lord Ram. It is sometimes said that people want the kingdom of God without God. Such an aspiration, however, is never to be fulfilled. Good government can exist when the relationship between the citizens and the government is like that exemplified by Lord Ramachandra and his citizens. Lord Ramachandra ruled his kingdom exactly as a father takes care of his children, and the citizens, being obliged to the good government of Lord Ramachandra, accepted the Lord as their father. Thus, the relationship between the citizen and the government should be exactly like that between father and son. When the sons in a family are well trained, they are obedient to the father and mother, and when the father is well qualified, he takes good care of the children, as indicated here by the words Svadharma Varnashkama. The people were good citizens because they accepted the institution of Varna and Ashram, which arranges society in the Varna divisions of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and the Ashram divisions of Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Varnaprastha, and Sannyas. This is actually human civilization. People must be trained according to the different Varnashram occupational duties. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, Kshatriya, Varna, Manasya, Shram, and their karma, Vaishya. Four varnas must be established according to varying qualities and work. The first principle of good government is that it must institute this varnashram system. The purpose of varnashram is to enable people to become God conscious. Varnashram acharita purushena panatman vishnu arathati. The entire varnashram scheme is intended to enable people to become Vaishnavas, vishnu ashkadevata. When people worship Lord Vishnu as the Supreme Lord, they become Vaishnavas. Thus, people should be trained to become Vaishnavas through the system of Varna and Ashram as they were during the reign of Lord Ramachandra. When everyone was fully trained to follow the Varna Ashram principles. Simply enforcing laws and ordinances cannot make the citizens obedient and lawful. That is impossible. Throughout the entire world, there are so many states, legislative assemblies and parliaments, but still the citizens are rogues and thieves. Good citizenship, therefore, cannot be enforced. The citizens must be trained. Good citizenship, therefore, cannot be enforced. The citizens must be trained. As there are schools and colleges to train students to become chemical engineers, lawyers, or specialists in many other departments of knowledge, there must be schools and colleges to train students to become Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Brahmacharyas, Grihasthas, Varnaprasthas, and Sannyasis. This will provide the preliminary condition for good citizenship. Generally speaking, if the king or president is a Raja Rishi, the relationship between the citizen and the chief executive will be clear, and there will be no possibility of disruption in the state, because the number of thieves and rogues will decrease. In Kali Yuga, however, because the Varnashram system is neglected, people are generally thieves and rogues. In the system of democracy, such thieves and rogues naturally collect money from other thieves and rogues. And thus there is chaos in every government, and no one is happy. The feared example of good government is to be found in the reign of Lord Ramachandra. If people follow this example, there will be good government all over the world. Agrahita sanam bratra anipachatasa taha Being pleased by the full surrender and submission of Lord Bharat, Lord Ramachandran accepted the throne of the saints. He cared for the citizens exactly like a father, and the citizens, being fully engaged in the occupation of the Bharat and the Ashram, accepted him as their father. Om Janatamarandasya, Janamjana Savakaya, Shakshuramiritamjana, Asmai Shri Parvei Namaha.
Lord Ram wanted to spare Sita from the criticism
that he would get to remember the washerwoman, said to his wife, "I will not take you back. You've been in the house of some other man. I'm not like Lord Ram. I will not take you back." Of course, this poison is described as some of the citizens of Ayodhya, they had not such good consciences. They had a little cynical attitude. So Lord Ram understood that because of that cynicism, in order to correct that, he would banish Sita and would rectify the citizens, bring them back to the proper way of thinking. And he also understood that it would be very, very painful to Sita to hear this criticism because she had deep love for the citizens. So part of the reason that Lord Ram banished Sita was to spare her from being the poison that was spreading in the Ayodhya. Then Narad Muni and Lord Rama, they then arranged to rectify this false conclusion. And how did they do it? They arranged for Valmiki, for Sita Devi's in the ashram of Valmiki, and she had a deity of Lord Ram, so she's not actually separated from Lord Ram. They arranged for Valmiki to write the Ramayana, and by writing the Ramayana, the good character of Sita would be established beyond doubt. Later on, when Ramakrishna came back to Ayodhya, they started preaching the Ramayana, and the citizens, they understood the glories of Mother Sita, and she was a completely faultless, and in this way they regretted the thoughts that they had, and the whole thing was nicely solved. That's what happens now. But of course, now we live in a culture of strong feminism, which has a cause. There's men in the world are not that great. Sometimes they need to protect women, of course. Can't expect a wife to follow a rotten husband. I understand that point. There's a limit. And even Prabhupada said, if the husband is fallen, the wife can leave, but she must take her protection from someone. So, because we live in that age, feminism is very strong. It's very difficult to justify those passages. But it was there, Sita, that pain. So actually, she did benefit from it. Anyway, that's the story according to Gauranga, who researched this. So what are the qualities of a good leader? I mentioned one leading from the front. Another important quality, which was exemplified by Lord Ram, is to listen to the citizens. Now, all too often, leaders grab power and then they don't care for the citizens. They just treat them badly, they plunder them, raise taxes, live a luxurious life, and the citizens suffer. The politicians, they're infamous for giving promises and then breaking these promises. They promise so much, and then when they get into power, they break the promises. But a good leader will hear the complaints of the citizens and act accordingly. But here's the amazing thing. Lord Ram, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's Vishnu himself. But each day he would hold open assembly. Could you imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead holding open assembly so any jiva, any jiva who lived in Ayodhya could come and address a complaint if there was one. Of course, Ram Raj means it was paradise. There were no complaints. There was one complaint. Okay, that was valid. Why is there Ram Raj? How did it exist? It's an interaction between the citizens and the head of state. So, in the Purport Prabhupada said, people want Ram Raj, but they want the kingdom of God without God. Point is, we cannot have Ram Raj unless we are prepared to play our part. And what does it mean for us to play our part? The Purport was all about Varnashram. We have to become good citizens, follow Varnashram's system, follow God's system, then we can live in God's paradise. But if we don't want to follow God's paradise, the rules that go along with that, we can't expect to live in God's paradise, which is going around, you see. So we shouldn't necessarily criticize leaders. We can probably all the time. But we should also criticize ourselves. The reason we're not in a Ram Raj is because we don't want to follow our Ram ourselves. We're not qualified to have that interaction to do it, you see. So, don't think what America can do for you, think what you should do for America. Who said that?
Yeah.
So we stop the attitude, let me do my bit to bring about Ram Raj. I want to do my bit for the country, rather than just think what can the country do for me. If we think what can the country do for me, we're no different from the rogues and thieves who take the usurper position of leadership, and then exploit the citizens. There's a funny story of Bhagavad Das, Baba disciple. He was in Africa once with Prabhupada, and at the time, the neighboring state, not sure which country he was in, but the neighboring state, which was Tanzania, the government had passed a law, and now no one could own any property. They just grabbed all the property from the citizens. And Prabhupada was furious. Now at the time there was a BBC reporter, so he interviewed Prabhupada, and he said, well, what is your message? And Prabhupada said, my message is, we want to kick out all these demons, the rogues, the thieves that are acting as leaders, but are plundering the hard-earned wealth of the citizens. And he started giving a whole lecture to the BBC reporter about the qualities of great kings like Yudhisthira Maharaj and Lord Rama. And at the end, the BBC reporter said, do you know anyone who could be such a leader? The tape stopped before he stopped. Prabhupada put his cane in the ground and he said, yes, me. The reporter was shocked at the boldness of Prabhupada. But actually there's a purport in Canto 1, Prabhupada describes, you know, the utopia. And it's an acharya. The world is led by an acharya. The acharya, you can train up an acharya, like Yudhisthira Maharaj, for example. And the acharya is not a puppet. The acharya is not tied to a constitution. The acharya has the freedom to govern according to his divine inspiration. His purity, his governance will be of equal quality to the Supreme Personality of God, the governing personality. So that's what Prabhupada's vision was. Of course, democracy is very popular these days, but Prabhupada is very scared about democracy. Because it's like, if the citizens are unqualified, then the elect are unqualified. In order to be qualified, in order to vote, you have to be qualified. Not anyone that everyone can just choose anyway. I don't vote, Prabhupada didn't vote, he said I never voted. I don't vote because I can't really think because of the propaganda on the different sides. It's not very easy for me to work out who's going to get economic policy, etc. Now, if any of the politicians decide to close the slaughterhouses, that'd be different. I would vote for them. But such policies never happen. So we have a country which is led by Rishi. Rishi Sunak. It has to be Rishi by name. He's Rishi by name. Is he Rishi by quality? Well, he came and got announced to Prabhupada, so it's something new for him. And of course, Keir Starmer came as well, because to balance things out. I was there when Boris Johnson came, which was a while ago, and that was several days before the general election. And after that, there was a lot of criticism in the community by the Labour supporters. They said, this is very politically motivated, you're really a conservative, but you're very Labour. But it's amazing how the Hare Krishnas are now so prominent, and they have such a big status in Britain that now we can bring not only the leader of the Labour Party, we've been both here before, we struggle to bring anyone with any significance in the political field. So we're going up in the world, right? Now Lord Ram, he's known as Dharmishta. You know, there's a famous verse in the 11th Canto. This is Navayogendra speaking to King Nidhi. This beautiful verse, it describes Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, and Lord Chaitanya simultaneously. I've spoken about it before. I'll give you the translation of the verse to Lord Rama. He gave up the opulence of Ayodhya, but the order of his father, and went to live in the forest. He chased after the illusory deer in order to please Mother Sita. I offer my obeisances unto the Lotus Feet of the Mahapurusha, Lord Ram. Arya Vachasa, in the verse, Arya means superior. So, in the case of Krishna, Krishna left the opulence of Mathura on the order of his father. So Arya is the first ambassador for Krishna. Arya refers to Dasharath, because Lord Rama is the forest on the order of Dasharath. In the case of Lord Chaitanya, Arya refers to Brahmana, who cursed Lord Chaitanya never to have material happiness, so he became a sannyasi and went to the forest, down to the Jayapani forest, for example, when he was traveling with sannyasi. are about to sign, we should follow superiors. So one interesting instruction Lord Ram gave to Sita, because at the time that Lord Ram was going to the forest, obviously this was partly the citizens, but Lord Ram said, you know, I have to follow my superiors. And he said, following one's superiors is more important than giving in charity. You know what I mean? It's more important than following Dharma generally. And really see what you think is more important. I forget what you are. Anyway, following one's superior is such an important principle that even like, you know, giving in charity is not as important. So, and it's natural, because think about it, there's a funny phrase I like, youth is wasted on the young. You know this phrase before? Youth is wasted on the young. In other words, when you're young, you're full of energy, you have mental energy, physical energy, you know, it comes with a lot, but because you're young or naive, you haven't learned life's lessons, you don't have the ornament of wisdom. And in other words, the good system is the wise, maybe elderly, who learn a lot, they can give good advice to the youth. And the youth with their energy, they can act upon that advice. So we've got a system where we follow our superiors, then it stops the mistake that people make due to lack of experience. So anyway, Lord Ram, he went to the forest. And what did the citizens do? They wanted to go to the forest with him. So, an example, how do we know that Lord Ram was the perfect monarch, the perfect king? Well, the love of the citizens. The citizens, they would rather follow Ram into the forest than Ayodhya without him. And at the end of the whole Ramayana, when Lord Ram went to Ayodhya in the spiritual sphere, he took all the citizens with him. So it said, Guru Nasasyat, Swadhino Nasasyat, Pitana Sasyat, Shadini Nasasyat, do not become a guru, mother, father, demigod, relative, any of these positions, any position of leadership, do not become that unless you can deliver your dependents. Therefore, it is the duty of the leader to deliver the citizens to the spiritual sphere. You see? So if Rishi Sunak, if he went to the forest, would we follow him? We probably wouldn't because, you know, politicians, I mean, we have a lot of temple presidents, they come and go, but number 10 is coming and going about 5 times a year almost, and so many recently. And no one seems to care where they go. I mean, a lot of them end up with well-paid jobs, with various companies that they helped when they were prime minister. Bonus from the Prime Minister, get a job in the company because you helped that company when you were Prime Minister, etc. But that is not the system that Prabhupada is advocating. The king should be sacrificing. It was sacrifice. Let's go back to the open assembly I mentioned, that Lord Rami held open assembly. So Prabhupada gives the example, you know, if there's some dispute, then you have to wait 6 years before it goes to court. So that's not very useful. We want instant justice. We want to go to the place straight away. We want something done about it immediately. And this also applies to our Parishioner society. Sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes there are legitimate complaints from members of the system and it's not dealt with quickly. I've noticed it myself, and this is not a good system. We have to follow example Lord Ram. He would act immediately. Those are the examples. In the open assembly, one time a Brahmana came and complained because his son had died. So the idea is here is, if the state is nice and run according to religious principles, then there will be no calamities, no misfortunes. So the fact that the son died before the father, there must be something wrong. So Lord Ram, he discovered what was wrong. There was some Shudra performing austerities. And that is wrong. And why is it wrong? You have to think about this one. What's wrong with performing austerities? That's a good thing, right? We should all perform austerities. What's wrong with a shooter performing austerities? Anyone got any answers? Yes. Is it wrong? Puffed up. Puffed up, yeah. You become powerful. Power. Yes, exactly. Misuse of power. So one of the big problems we have in the world today is we're becoming increasingly powerful, but we misuse it. One of the problems we have today is we have too much power. People have too much power and they can misuse it. So with power must be stewardship. You have to be the steward of power. Now in the Mahabharata, the example is given of Ekalavya. He was another one, very, very qualified as an archer, but he taught himself. Dronacharya would not teach him because he was a Nishad. Nishad had good, bad character. So you don't teach power to people with bad character because they will misuse it. And I once saw on YouTube with this soldiers that gave an AK-47 to a monkey. It was a laugh. The problem was the monkey actually started shooting. And then he was like, frightened. This monkey's going to let you shoot this AK-47. That's like modern society. We have these nuclear weapons. We have biological weapons, chemical weapons. We can edit genes. We can destroy the planet in so many different ways. And it's now like, it's a real problem because increasingly large numbers of people can spoil the planet. So if you go back, say, 40 years ago, there's only two people that could properly destroy the planet, the president of Russia and the president of America. But now you have a quite a handful of, some people reckon there's about 200 people now that can destroy the planet. But you have some scientists who have access to, you know, gene editing that can create viruses that can kill everyone like you like. And that's kind of worrying because when you think about how prominent mental illness is, then what if someone has that power to become mentally ill? That's a big problem. You know, we have something in America, you know, if someone goes a little bit ballistic, if they've got a semi-automatic shotgun, they can kill 30, 40 people, maybe 100. Whereas if someone just has a knife, it's not so, it can't do so much damage. So the point was, austerity, if a shooter performs austerity, the shooter gets power, the shooter has a bad character, the shooter misuses that power, therefore it's wrong. You see, now we live in Kali Yuga, and the Mahamantra is for everyone. There's no restriction on the Mahamantra. But in the Vedic system, there's certain types of knowledge, certain types of like acquired power, certain mantras. They were only for certain people who have the right character. So the Lord Arjuna killed the shooter. So, part of being a good leader was to be strict. Now, some people don't like capital punishment, but Prabhupada explains that it benefits the person that is punished. If a righteous king punishes a miscreant, that person is saved from experience suffering in the next life. See? So it's like, remove the sin of that. Fresh start, new birth, it's a good thing. If you look at the Bhagavatam, so look, saintly kings were very, very powerful, and they are strict, strictly the thing. Whether it's Pritchard Maharaj, Yudhisthira Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj, I think he's like the, he's considered to be like the sun extracts ocean, water from the ocean, in the same way he extracted taxes from the citizens. So a good king will tax the citizens and use that tax appropriately. It's not that they don't get a free ride. So we have a duty. Here's an interesting story that exemplifies the love of the citizens for Lord Ram. One time there was a Brahmin and he had made the vow that he would fast from food and water until he would see Lord Ram each day. So Lord Ram is very accessible, open sandal, so every day he would take darshan of Lord Ram and only then would he eat or drink. So one time Lord Ram went away for some business outside of Moja, probably explained to maybe a couple of weeks or a month. So this Brahmin fasted for all that time. And when Lord Ram came back, Ashwin said, this Brahmin is so devoted to you, he's fasted all the water and food, all the time that you were away. So what did Lord Ram do? The Lord Ram had the deity of himself. And this goes back to Ikshvaku, it comes from the Ikshvaku dynasty. Lord Ram's part of the Surya Vamsha, the Sun dynasty. Krishna's part of the Soma Vamsha, the Hindu dynasty. So, Ikshvaku comes in our line, Imam Vrashta Tiyogam, Dr. Varnavam Adiyam, Virishvara Manavay Kravya, Manavur Ikshvaku Vedavit, the Kampara comes through Virishvara, the previous Kampara Virishvara, Manu Ikshvaku. So, each background had the deity of Lord Ram. These large forms of eternal, so we had the deity of Lord Ram before Lord Ram and the Queens. And that deity was passed down in the dynasty. And then Ram comes, he's known as Raghava, or Raghavani, descendant of Raghu, so Raghu's in the line. So eventually, Lord Ram has his deity and keeps it in the closet. So what he does, he then gives that deity to the Brahmana, and the Brahmana has such devotion. So that if Ram goes away, he will still have the darshan of Lord Ram. And Prabhupada explains that the deity still worships himself. Then we talk about Raghava, we have this famous phrase, Raghu Pati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram. So if you could post this.
Anumar.
No, it was Gandhi. Gandhi composed it. So there's one letter. Maybe Gandhi got it from somewhere else. There's one letter, Prabhupada says, we ask him what about this bhajan. Prabhupada says, we do not sing this bhajan by Gandhi. He was politically motivated, but he can sing the first one. So we can't sing it. So it's okay, we're not having it sometimes. And what does it mean of the word Ram? Why is this three personality of God called Ram?
Red, Ram, and pleasure?
Yes, pleasure. Ram and pleasure. So there's a verse in the Panavrana. Ramanti yogi no nanti, such a language that name. Iti pad Rama padina sal, param Rama. Param Brahma, or his transcendence, is known as Ram because Ramanti Yoginaha, the yogis or the transcendentalists take great pleasure in Ram. It's great, wonderful.
Unlimited
pleasure, yes. Unlimited pleasure. Ananta means unlimited pleasure. And what does Krishna mean? Prabhupada something says Krishna's greatest Nanda pleasure. Yeah, Nanda means pleasure. So the Krishna, we have Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure. It's one of the little pamphlets. And then Rama is a part of pleasure. So pleasure is the principle. Rasa Vali Sama. Transcendence is full of rasa. Rasa Vali Sama. Now, here's leadership. What's the word for leadership in Sanskrit? I thought I'd check before I do. Anyone know? In the Bhagavad Gita, leadership is the quality of the kshatriya. When we talk about leadership, we're actually referring to the kshatriya. Ishvara Bhav is a phrase in the Bhagavad Gita. Elsewhere is Aishvari. So that indicates control. Leadership means control. So the quality of the kshatriya, Ishvara Bhav. Now if you notice in the purport, the Prabhupada was heavily emphasizing that actually you can't actually have a Ram Raj unless you follow Bharashtam Dharma. Therefore, there must be proper training of leaders. I mentioned already, Prabhupada said, in a charia, a world charia should be trained. If you train up world charias from your age. Prabhupada was into one world government. He said this several times in this purport discipline. Some people don't like the phrase one world government because they associate it with the conspiracy. But it's only a conspiracy if the one world government is corrupt. But if the one world government is transcendental, then it's a good thing. And if you think about many of the problems in today's society, in the world, we have a lot of world problems. And in order to have the solution to a world problem, you need a world government. It's the way it works. For example, in Britain, suppose all the different counties were separate entities. How would you govern Britain? You wouldn't be able to do it properly. Because Yorkshire, Northampton, be fighting, Hertfordshire, and Middlesex be fighting. In order to solve national problems, you need national government. In the same way, to solve global problems, the global warming, we need global government. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, any country decides to look after the environment properly, then they're at a disadvantage, because the other countries are not following those rules, and they get an advantage, they get an economic advantage, because they don't have to clean up their mess, right? We'll just dump all our toxic waste in the ocean, we just burn whatever fuel we like, we just do whatever the hell we like, and we have an economic advantage. Right? That's the way it works, therefore we need governments. The title of Yudhisthira Maharaj, and Yudhisthira was the king of Prithvi Maharaj, then they were world chariots, they were leaders of the world, they were monarchs. Prabhupada even refers to dictatorship. And that's not a word we don't like, dictatorship, but Prabhupada says dictatorship is good as long as the dictator is good. Better than even crazy stuff I call democracy. But in order to be leader, you have to have proper discrimination. That's another one of the qualities of the leader, is proper discrimination. So Lord Ram, he was perfect in discriminating. He could distinguish right from wrong because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parachanaya Sadhanam, Vinashana Sukhushinam, Dharma Samsapanathana, Samdhavam, and Devi Devi. You see, the Lord comes to annihilate the miscreants, to protect the devotees, and to establish Dharma. So, in order to do that, there needs to be good discrimination. So, there needs to be good vision. So, what's the word for vision in Sanskrit? Darshan. What is good? Su. So, Sudarshan, Prabhupada said, vision has the Sudarshan chakra. The reason the Sudarshan chakra is called Sudarshan, because that chakra can distinguish between the devotee and the demon. Now, in the current state, we have, throughout the world, you find leaders who have bad discrimination, and they protect the impious, and they persecute the pious. You have some regimes where religious people, there are very pious people throughout the world, and they may be practicing their religion, and then they get persecuted, they get put in prison, because the government doesn't recognize that particular religion. That's bad discrimination. Or we have the example of just an out-and-out demonic personality who will choose his inner circle as his, choose his friend in the inner circle. Therefore, you get a cohort of demonic people who are in it together, and they don't care about citizens, they just kind of have no problems. It happens all the time. So here's the problem, and we can get this problem in this God. And I've actually noticed it, and it's really sad actually. But I'll explain the dynamics, I think it's working. Sometimes, it's not easy to be a leader, but sometimes there may be a region where the leadership in this one isn't really performing to the highest standard, and there are some legitimate complaints. Now, here's the difficulty we have in our society. Suppose it's, say, a management thing. So then you have a management council. Now, if a group of managers get together, then generally they're going to be friends with each other because they meet regularly and they're doing the same kind of work and they're going to work together. So you don't want to criticize your friend. So if one of your friends gets criticized, you think, well, no, your friend's right. It's their fault. It's not a fair criticism. Or one would be thinking, well, if this manager gets criticized and we take action against them, then it'll be my turn next. If I don't protect the managers, then you'll protect me. I'm a manager too, right? So, the point about leadership, Lord Ram, he did not want to be king. He accepted basically, citizens wanted him to be king, he did not want to be king. He said, I want to follow my father's instruction. And he wanted Bharat to be king. Bharat came to visit Ram, because Ram left the forest, begging to come back. But Ram said, no, I want you to be king. So Bharat, he took that role on behalf of Lord Ram, placed Lord Ram's slippers of my sandals on the throne, and he led a very austere life. He lived the same Bhagavatam, he lived on the barley and cow's urine. So that's Bharat. When Lord Ram came back, he sent Hanuman ahead. And he said to Hanuman, tell Bharat I'm coming back, but if you notice any feeling of unhappiness that I'm coming back to be king, then I don't want to be king. I only want to be king. I only take this for king. And Bharat really wants to be the king. So that's the middle Lord Ram. Prabhupada explains that modern leaders, they try and hold on to office for as long as they can. Sometimes they're 80 years old and they're still clinging on to power. You should hand over the reins of power and do it as a service. You should be attached to position. Lord Ram was not at all attached to position. He was a perfect monarch. He wasn't at all attached. That is the attitude that we should have. So, applying that to our society, we should never protect leaders because we don't want to hurt the leaders, and leaders should never remain as leaders just for the sake of being a leader. We should be ready, anyone who's in a position of authority should be ready to step down if it is the considered opinion of the assembly that this particular person will do a good job. But ultimately, we'll get bad reaction. If we don't manage Prabhupada's this one nicely, then we'll get a reaction for that. So we should step aside, be ready for someone else to correct us or to take a position of authority. So that's a danger in our society, that sometimes a leader maybe does have a fault and his friends don't really want to speak up because he's a friend and because they think, well, I'm a leader too, so I get fired, pulled down this leader and somebody will pull down me, I don't want that. So that's not a nice dynamic. We have to be very careful that that doesn't happen. And another thing I mentioned about the Lord Ram holding open assembly, quick to listen, hear the complaint and act straight away. Not just dragging on. Sometimes even this one, I've noticed sometimes people think they drag on and people see, well, we complained 1 year ago and nothing's been done about it. Well, this is small management and it's not going to fall. So that's my thoughts about management, and thank you very much for your questions. I'll finish with one little pastime, which I'm going to say. Pastime of Vishnu. So I mentioned Sudarsha, functional application. So, when Vibhishana, he defected, remember when the fights were to take place between, Lanka, so Monkey Soul was going to take on the residents of Lanka. Then Vibhishana, he goes to Ram's side. He said, enough. He always had good advice for Ravana, but Ravana never listened. And his three brothers, Vibhishana was in the world of goodness, Ravana in the world of passion, Pumakara, he slept all the time, he's in the world of goodness. Vibhishana, because he had better judgment, he had good vision, Sudarshan, he came, and what happened? The followers of Lord Ram, they didn't trust Vibhishana. They were ready to kill him. The Lord Ram, he always gives people the benefit of the doubt. Of course, he knows Vibhishana's heart, so he knows that Vibhishana is sincere. And after he explained to his followers, Sakadeva, Pandyas, Tavasmita, and Achati, Abhayam Sabada has not become the entitlement of one. He said, my vow, Lord Ram said, I vow that one, even once, surrenders to me and says, I am yours, and I will grant that person's graciousness. I will give that person's shelter. So the leader, the perfect leader, has the good vision to see who is sincere and who is God, and basically shelter. Ramachandra, Jai, 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 Jai,